presents this unabridged recording of Applejack and the Honest to Goodness Switcheroo. My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Book 5. Written by G.M. Barrow and read by Tracy Petrillo. Chapter 1. The Pie-Eaten Extravaganza.
30 seconds left, y'all! Applejack hollered into a yellow megaphone. Better hurry up and eat your treats while the going is still good!
At the sound of her voice, the contestants of the pie-eating contest all pushed harder to finish their pies. Pinkie Pie squealed gleefully and shoved another piece into her mouth with ease. A few stray apple slices coated in cinnamon and sugar glaze slid down her pink muzzle. A glob of sauce dripped onto her bib, which read, Pie is my name. Next to her, little Scootaloo attempted in vain to munch on a second piece. She stopped mid-bite, held her tummy, and groaned. Minty and Lyra were in a similar state, only each halfway through a pie. But down at the end of the row, something interesting was happening. Applejack couldn't believe her peepers. The clock only had 25 seconds left on it, but the most unlikely pony of all, well, technically, he was a donkey, was in the lead to win the 7th annual Sweet Apple Acres Pie-Eaten Extravaganza. Cranky Doodle Donkey was not usually one for participating in events, or sports, or parties, or social engagements of any kind. He liked to spend his days inside his cottage on the outskirts of Ponyville, minding his own business. But something about eating these pies must have cranked his gears, because there he was, shoveling them into his gob with the best of them.
You can do it, Lyra!
Shouted Sweetie Drops from the audience. She waved a homemade flag sewn with a picture of Lyra's cutie mark, a golden lyre. Lyra smiled and waved back, mouth full. The two ponies were best buddies. Next in line was Mare Mare. She was usually one of the most proper ponies in town. She was an authority figure, so she liked to remain composed. But right now, she was attempting to hold her own against Cranky. Her approach was unique. She took methodical, dainty bites and wiped her mouth after each one. She kept saying things like, oh my, and delicious, and I couldn't possibly. The seconds ticked down on the timer. Every pony leaned in. It was now pretty much a race between Pinkie Pie, Mare Mare, and Cranky Doodle Donkey. Minty, Lyra, and Scootaloo gave up and started cheering along with the crowd. 10, 9, 8, the ponies shouted in unison. 7, 6, 5. Applejack trotted over to the three finalists. Pinkie Pie stopped and let out a loud burp, then giggled. The race was now between Cranky and the mare. 4, 3, 2. All of a sudden, Cranky grunted and swallowed two more pieces of pie. And 1, Applejack shouted. Put the pies down, every pony. I'll tally up the final score. As Applejack surveyed the pie tins, she gave both Cranky and Mare Mare an encouraging wink. Of all the ponies in Ponyville, she never thought it would be down to these two. She and her friends Princess Twilight Sparkle, Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash, and Rarity had all thought one of the big stallions in town would win. But Big Macintosh, Senior Mint, Overhaul, and Snowflake had all decided to sit it out this year to give some pony else a chance.
The winner of the Sweet Apple Acres Pie-Eaten Extravaganza is...
Applejack stepped forward on the wooden platform stage.
Cranky Doodle Donkey! The crowd erupted in cheers, and Mare Mare nodded in approval at her competition. Apple Bloom trotted over. She jumped up and placed a crown of paper apples on Cranky's head. He responded to the filly with a tiny smile, then immediately reverted to his trademarked frown. Applejack turned to the crowd and held the megaphone up to her mouth. It sure was a close one, folks. Let's give all our pie-eaters a round of applause. The ponies stomped their hooves on the dirt and cheered. Rainbow Dash whistled loudly. It's real nice to see the underdog win, thought Applejack. Or, in this case, an underdonkey. Either way, the pie-eating contest was much more exciting than in previous years. Applejack couldn't help but feel like it was one for the books.